In and around Seattle, tech billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are launching a local aerospace revolution. Aeronautics programs are taking off in schools, introducing kids to this emerging industry. But those opportunities don't always trickle down to the poorest parts of our state. Now, one program on the Lummi Indian Reservation outside Bellingham is trying to bring those opportunities to kids there. KUOW's Joshua McNichols tells you about the Northwest Indian College Space Center.
It started out as a joke.
3, 2, 1!
The students were launching little rockets made from recycled water bottles.
That was by far the best.
It was a way to do some hands-on science. Computer science teacher Gary Brandt said, calling it a space center, that was just something one of the students came up with.
And he said, I called us the Northwest Indian College Space Center. And I was kind of dumbfounded, basically. And I said, okay, let's do that. That's kind of grandiose. You know, let's really play it up.
The joke was funny because this was just a tiny two-year college with no engineering program to speak of. Getting into space was the last thing on the minds of these students. They were just trying to escape poverty. Christian Colty is a student here. He grew up nearby.
My uncle runs a fish hatchery out here. My biggest fear throughout my whole life was just kind of being trapped here on the reservation.
Another student, Amy Irons, managed to get off the reservation in Kitsap County where she lived.
I worked as a line cook for 10 years.
Irons used to have high ambitions for that job, but they died.
I did have the passion to be a chef one day, and as soon as that faded, I was just burned out and I was just working for the check.
Every time those students launched a water bottle rocket, other students would gather around to watch. It was a lot of fun. They read online about more advanced rocketry programs in other schools, but the rockets used in those programs were really expensive. One day, teacher Gary Brandt just broke down and bought 3 rocket kits. Not long after their first real rocket launch, Brandt got a phone call from somebody at NASA.
She introduced herself and said, I didn't know you were big enough to have a space center. And I, of course, choked and chortled and explained to her the story behind it. And she laughed and she said, be that as it may, you are doing what we want, and that's to get underrepresented students involved in science, technology, engineering, and math programs.
NASA would give them $5,000 a year for 3 years. It wasn't much, but it was enough to get them to take themselves seriously. The students began entering rocket competitions. Each year, NASA organized a different challenge, like reach a specific altitude and take scientific readings from the atmosphere, or use a robot to collect a soil sample, then put the sample in a rocket and prepare the rocket for launch, all with no help from humans. Big schools like MIT and Vanderbilt came to the competitions with fancy equipment. They had digital scales, specialized aluminum parts, and fancy servo motors. Northwest Indian College, on the other hand, used discarded computer parts, bubble levels, and mouse traps. Student Amy Irons says they worked with what they had.
It comes down to sometimes just like, oh, do you have a paperclip? I'm just going to put a paperclip in here to make sure this is secure. And so, I mean, honestly, it's just whatever you have. If it works, you have to use it.
It did work. And that resourcefulness, born out of poverty, has helped the Northwest Indian College Space Center outperform some schools with far greater resources. That's what caught NASA's attention. Mamta Nagaraja is an engineer with the space agency. She says these students have qualities NASA would love to have on a team.
Being able to have somebody on the team who is resourceful will give you that perspective. Well, we could do it this way, and we don't really need to buy that product because it'd be quite easy to reuse this product that we have from this past mission, and it's not being used currently. It's just sitting in a box.
And those aren't just empty words. Student Christian Colty has interned with NASA for the last 2 years, and he's going back next year. He's not thinking about working in his uncle's fish hatchery.
The internship that I'm getting this summer will have to do with software development and communicating with satellites.
Amy Irons wants to be a marine biologist, but she'll bring her rocketry skills to that profession.
I'm hoping to get into underwater rovers and using underwater rovers to explore the subtidal areas, which I'd be able to use for data collection.
People are starting to take the space program at the Northwest Indian College seriously. But for Gary Brandt, the biggest reward was just seeing the change in his students.
It's just an amazing feeling for me to see, you know, the look of competence, the look of self-esteem. And when I see them talking with these big engineering graduate level students from Vanderbilt and these things on an absolutely equal basis, you can you can see how it makes me feel.
Now, other tribal colleges are catching rocket fever. This weekend, they'll compete in the 5th annual First Nations Launch. That's a competition just for tribal teams. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.